If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Winds News Flash for Friday, June 28th. I'm Monique Coppola, and here's what's happening. Thousands turned out this afternoon for a celebration marking the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Rebellion. Lady Gaga surprised the crowd on Christopher Street, urging the crowd to dance, sing, rejoice, worship yourself, worship others. Also on hand, Whoopi Goldberg, Alicia Keys, drag performers, and other artists who help kick off the weekend-long celebration. And of course, 1010 Winds will be on hand for the celebrations, the memories, and all of the festivities this weekend. So keep checking in with us. Preparations also began today on another upcoming celebration, the 4th of July. The Brooklyn Bridge will be the centerpiece of the Macy's Fireworks Spectacular this Independence Day. Over 70,000 shells and effects will be fired from the barges from below the bridge off Manhattan's Pier 17. Of course, 1010 Winds is the official radio station of the Macy's 4th of July celebration. Tune in that night as we bring you all the oohs and ahs from the parade, plus an awesome music track to enjoy with the fireworks. Long Island mother has pleaded not guilty to charges of killing her two-year-old twin daughters. Prosecutors revealed in court papers that Tina Campbell had admitted she killed them with her bare hands. They charged that the Long Island mom had planned to drive toward the ocean and join her little girls, quote, in heaven. Campbell is being held without bail and remains on suicide watch. The Supreme Court is adding a pair of interesting cases to its election year docket. The justices say they will decide whether President Trump can terminate DACA, an Obama-era program that shields young migrants from deportation. The court has also decided to hear an appeal in the Bridgegate case, which involves former Governor Chris Christie's aide and a New Jersey appointee. Decision on both cases are likely by June 2020 as President Trump campaigns for re-election. City will give up $1.3 million in federal Title X funds rather than comply with a Trump administration rule that bars federally funded clinics from making abortion referrals. Mayor de Blasio made the announcement today. The federal rule, announced in February, bans taxpayer-funded clinics from making abortion referrals and prohibits clinics that receive federal money from sharing office space with abortion providers. It's being challenged in court by almost two dozen state civil rights groups and health organizations. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning dog owners of possible link between certain dog food brands and a serious form of canine heart disease. DCM and dogs eating certain types of food. DCM is a condition that affects a dog's heart and results in an enlarged muscle. Dogs with DCM tire easily, cough, and have difficulty breathing. The FDA says it has identified 16 brands of dog foods with the most frequent cases of DCM. The top three are Acana, Signature, and Taste of the Wild. A 1010 Winds AccuWeather says partly cloudy, warm and humid overnight with a low of 74 degrees. Saturday, hot and humid with thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 90 degrees. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.